You're listening to the audio production of Reconnected, How 7 Screen-Free Weeks with Monks and Amish Farmers Helped Me Recover the Lost Art of Being Human by Carlos Whitaker. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by me, the author. To the monks at St. Andrew's Abbey and to the Miller family, you changed everything about how I live, and I will never tire of telling the world your stories. Thank you for inviting me in. Introduction. Welcome to the experiment. It sounded like a great idea. Everyone said it was a great idea. It felt like a great idea until I was standing digitally naked, phoneless, laptopless, iPadless, in a scorching hot parking lot in the middle of the high desert of Southern California. It was a 101 degree day in late July, and I was staring after my best friend, Brian, as he drove away without a care in the world, leaving me to face the first of many challenging realizations I would have over the next 7 weeks. Namely, that no, this was not a great idea. This was, in fact, the worst idea I had ever had. I instinctively reached into my front left pocket to grab my phone. Excuse me, Carlos, said a voice behind me. I turned to see an elderly man wearing a simple brown robe, Father Patrick. The bells will ring 5 minutes before prayers are prayed and meals are served, he said. Prayers will be in the chapel in front of you, and meals will be in the dining hall behind me. Father Patrick didn't really look me in the eye. He sort of looked past me and to the left as he was talking, almost as if he didn't want to look deep into the soul of a conflicted man who had just entered what Father Patrick knew, but I did not, would simultaneously be the hardest yet most healing season of my life. The father pointed to a small cabin at the top of a nearby hill and said, "That's where you will be staying. St. Andrew's Abbey is a literal oasis in the desert. Although it's surrounded by rugged mountains filled with coyotes and cacti, the abbey itself is a lush retreat. Green lawns everywhere, beautiful cottonwood trees providing shade from the scorching sun. So many cottonwoods. Gardens, ponds, fountains, like it could legit be the perfect spa setting for the Southern California rich and famous. Just add some Wi-Fi, a masseuse, and my
sample complete. Ready to continue?